Good morning, and welcome to Off the Shelf on My96.7. Here are your hosts, Nicole Fowles and Molly Myers-Labate.
Good morning, Delaware. Oh my gosh, this voice is like just barely here. Things blossomed this week.
I know.
And that always makes me struggle. And I was just saying there's no amount of like Claritin or Zyrtec or Flonase or mist or anything else in the world that can really save me from the pollen that comes in Ohio this week.
Just gonna have to guzzle honey and lemon and tea all day.
And that's what I do. I go back and like I still have to start my day with the caffeine from the coffee, but then after that it is all tea all day. And my eyes just keep weeping.
I love the caffeine in the coffee. I know.
Weeping.
I just can't do it. So I'm sorry. Sorry for my voice, everyone. But we're here. We're here.
We made it.
I'm Nicole. That's Molly. We've got Sarah Robertson with us this morning. She's the assistant branch manager at the Liberty Branch Library and the supervisor of adult services. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
We're very happy to have you. We're going to talk all things Liberty Adult Services coming up this month, but we've got one very special program that you're going to want to stay tuned for. It's a musical bingo, and we've got a fun little game we're going to play in the second half of the show.
I'm getting real nervous.
So if you're a gamer, Liberty Branch, first of all, is like where you want to be, but yeah, you're going to want to hang out for the second part of the show.
Yes. Gonna be fun.
Yes. Good morning, Mark. Happy Friday.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I'm going to rely on you guys a lot this morning just because I'm dying. So. Yeah.
Doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You sound nice.
I'm just sultry.
Sultry.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
That's my word exactly.
Exactly. All right. Well, Molly, what are we reading this morning?
Okay. April came at a really good time. I've been pretty busy, so I needed something short. And what is April? It is National Poetry Month.
Oh, yay.
So I managed to find a 1 hour. I forgot how much I love poetry for this. You can actually really feel accomplished. And poetry, you want to focus on a little bit closer. So I can kind of, you know, go in and out on some of those longer books and still follow. But 1 hour poetry is a fantastic. I, of course, am listening to it. But I found a book called Love Looks Pretty on You. Poetry and Prose by Lang Lear. And it is beautiful. I have to say, this one was beautiful for a morning drive-in on sort of a spring morning. So this is one, get on there, get this reserved, everybody. Keep returning it when you're done to share. But this is one where she's talking, you know, in phrases about beauty and love. And she gets into the feelings of when your heart gets broken and when your heart is full, and it is just wisdom, it's encouragement, it's how your words can impact other people as her words are impacting you. It was sort of, I've been needing some zen. I don't know about you all, but the world's maybe a little crazy right now, and there's a lot going on, and I keep getting woken up by thunder and lightning at night, and
how
my
rude.
Cat doing zoomies. So I get in my car, and I'm kind of like, after a night of not sleeping, and to hear somebody just beautiful reading voice, relaxing prose coming through. And I don't want to say too much because I want you to experience it yourself. But this is the book for you if you're looking for a little self-empowerment, a little reassurance and encouragement. Life can be a little hard, but you know what? That's part of what makes us us. And love is always there. In all its forms.
I think that it's nice to listen to poetry because poetry is meant for both ways. It's meant to be looked at because sometimes even the way it's placed on the page is artistic and intentional. But then also it's meant to be spoken too.
Yes.
And so sometimes you get out of the like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sometimes that's not what the author intended.
And you know, it's funny how we move away from poetry. I remember studying Sylvia Plath in high school. She's deep. Well, and I remember I had a high school teacher who would like help us understand what everything actually meant.
Yes.
Like you read the words and then you think about what they mean. This one's a lot easier. You're not looking to try to figure out what that phrase meant and going to the concentration camps like Plath does.
Yeah.
You're not quite there. This definitely is a lighter one, but looking for that symbolism in our everyday, looking for that hidden meaning, poetry really fills you. I mean, Miss Sexton made me love poetry when I was in junior high. Another shout out. I think I've done this to her before. She really was a great teacher. And then I just walked away from it. So I'm excited this year. I don't think I've done this one before where each week I'm going to try to bring you something new.
Yeah.
poetical.
Yeah.
And we'll see if I understand all of them, but I'll figure it out down the road.
I laughed when you brought up Sylvia Plath, but I have no room to talk because in high school, I think I did one of my 11th grade English lit papers on Allen Ginsberg. I loved his poetry. So
I was more of a Silverstein.
Yes.
Yeah, Shell. Yeah. Good old Shell. I still have a couple of those memorized.
That makes sense. Sarah, what have you been reading lately?
Well, I have been reading a little bit more of a mystery. It's the newest Leanne Moriarty book. I don't know if you've read any of her.
I have not.
Big Little Lies, Apples Never Fall. I've actually never read any of hers before. I hear very good things. This one's apparently a little bit different than her usual because of the way it unfolds. And it's the audio is fantastic. I know you're talking about the spoken because she's an Australian writer, so it has an Australian accent, and she does a great job.
I bet that's nice to listen to.
Yeah.
And this one starts, it's on an airplane. It's like, it feels like claustrophobic almost, and people are stressed. It's a delayed airplane, and everything's going on. There's a baby crying because it's 2 hours delayed. There's people who are late for their kids' play, things like that. And at the same time, there's this elderly woman who nobody notices. She's on the plane. She's sitting alone. She's not causing trouble until she gets up and starts walking down the aisle and pointing at people and telling them when they're going to die and the day they're going to die.
How or rude.
How they're going to die. Yeah.
Golly, you can't have just
right
a calm
I'm
bell like
I'm in, Sarah. I'm
it's
in.
So it hooks you right away because... Yeah. It's fascinating, and she's like in this trance-like state, just walking down the aisle doing this. But you're getting these points of view of these people on this plane, along with her point of view after the fact. And these people are fantastic. The way Leanne Moriarty writes people is just—it's the characters are so vivid, and the dialogue is just wonderful. But you learn about a huge cast of characters. There's a young mother. There's a newlywed couple with the bride still in her dress. There's the flight attendant who has to deal with all this. So you're learning about them as you're learning their supposed day of death. And then it goes after the plane ride. You're in Australia, which of course is a beautiful setting, and you're learning about who these people are. So that's part of the mystery about who these cast of characters are. But at the same time, is this psychic that is telling these people this? Is she telling the truth? Does she really know what she's talking about? So that's unfolding.
And also, what's her motivation? I mean, you can have the ability to tell people when they're going to die, but like, why?
Right. She doesn't. So, I know. Like,
why are we going to do this?
And she doesn't exactly remember it. So it's kind of that mystery as to why did she do that? And who is this person? And
yeah.
Like, why these people? So it really makes you think, and it kind of reveals itself along the way. And it also makes you think about yourself. Like, would you want to know what your date of death is? What you're going to die of?
No.
You would?
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely not. No, never.
100%.
Because how would that, if you thought it was true, what would you be doing differently? Would you mess up things that should have happened?
I think I would live more. I would live mass. Yeah.
I would be so worried I wasn't living.
Right.
That I wouldn't, be free. Like, I'd be thinking, take advantage of this instead of truly just being in the moment.
Well, but see, I've pondered this question for quite a long time because one of my absolute favorite movies of all time and books and all the things that go along and musicals is Big Fish. And Big Fish asks that question, too. There's a witch who lives down the street. And if she lifts the patch on her glass eye, it reveals how you're going to die. And so the kids in the neighborhood, that's the lore. They want to go and see. And
I'm
going to
help
know?
You. It's going to be in 3025.
There we go.
That's what I see for you. The world just needs you.
Well, then I'll take a slower pace and take better care of my body because I'm going to be around a while. Can you say that title again,
Sarah? Sorry, I forgot the title. It's called Here One Moment by Leanne Moriarty.
Here One Moment.
I'm going to have to get that one.
I know. I'm like, that's a great
sell. Why do you tell me things? I only have time to read for this show.
I highly recommend it. It's one of our staff picks, too, for a lot of our staff at Liberty. So.
Yeah. It's a favorite.
That's a great recommendation. And sounds like a great book club chat too. Answer that question. I have not been reading lately. Again, I have been surviving, but there is a movie coming out this weekend. It's the Minecraft movie.
My
oldest daughter is big into Minecraft, and so mama, she is going to go into all of the things in the library and check out all of the Minecraft books. so that we can have a full Minecraft weekend of watching the movie, then coming home, then reading the book, then getting on, you know, the Switch or whatever it's on and playing the game.
That's the square blocks one, right? When you see the square blocks thing.
Yeah, it's the one that looks like super pixelated and just like little blocks and stuff like that. But I kid you not. I mean, whatever way that you like to consume media from the library, whether it's Hoopla, digital on demand, if it's Libby, audiobook or anything like that, or if it's just walking into a library, we have so many options for you. Just a general search for Minecraft in our catalog, looking on our app, which our app is amazing. Go ahead and download it. Search Delaware County District Library in your app store. With just a search of Minecraft brought back 952 results. So I guarantee you walk into one of our libraries and you're going to find something that is going to appeal to your Minecraft, your mind, Minecraft loving mind. There we go. That's going to be your next warm up. All right. Well, with that, we are going to take a break. On the other half, we're going to come back and talk with Sarah Robertson from the Liberty Branch Library about a musical bingo program you won't want to miss. Stay tuned.
A1 Trailer and Hitch, a family-owned full-service trailer repair and hitch installation facility offering quality American-made trailer hitches, preventative maintenance and repair on most boat and horse trailers, recreational campers and construction trailers, electric and hydraulic brakes, brake drums and idler hubs, plus wheel bearings, trailer tires and LED lights. If you're out of school or the military, A1 Trailer and Hitch is looking for new members of the team. Check out their website, the letter A-1 trailerandhitch.com. A1 Trailer and Hitch, 5812 Columbus Pike, Lewis Center, fully supporting our law enforcement community.
Living with chronic pain from sports injuries can take a toll on your body and mind. Relief is available through acupuncture, a simple, natural treatment. Tranquility Acupuncture can help reduce pain and improve your daily function with acupuncture, cupping, and other alternative therapies so you can feel better today and in the future. Don't delay. Get pain relief. Call 937-561-0832. Tranquility Acupuncture, 232 North Main Street, Suite B1 in Marysville.
For the My 96.7 Forecast Center, for this morning, a cloudy sky, cloud showers, and maybe a thunderstorm today, high 58. Cloudy tonight, showers likely, chance for a thunderstorm, the low 52. Variably cloudy with widespread showers and isolated thunderstorms Saturday, temperatures near 70. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi on the new My 96.7, 70s, 80s, and more.
It's 47 degrees now in Ostrander. Back to Off the Shelf here on My 96.7. It's a poetical morning.
It's a poetical morning.
Yes, indeed it is.
I never know when I'm making up a new word.
Well, we'll just have the Dictionary of Molly, and then we'll put it all together, and we'll make it up, and it'll be great.
Merriam-Webster just needs to follow me around, though, and just keep adding, because they make sense to me.
Well, we are back, and we are so excited because we have Sarah Robertson with us this morning. If you frequent our Liberty Branch Library, you have probably seen her there. She is the Assistant Branch Manager and Supervisor of Adult Services.
Hi, everyone.
The longest title in the, in the business. Yeah. We are going to talk about the primary, the headliner that we have coming up is Musical Bingo this Saturday. Tell us a little bit about this program.
Yes, it's basically name that tune and adding in bingo to it. Mm-hmm. So you have a bingo card like you normally would, and you're still matching something with the bingo cards. But you get to also guess the music that you have to match to the bingo cards. Mm-hmm. So you get the song and the title that you guess. And we're going to have two rounds, so it's going to be 80s and 90s music in the first round, and then the musicals and TV theme songs in the second round.
Mm-hmm. And I misspoke. I said this Saturday, so if you're listening live on Friday, it's not tomorrow. It's Saturday, April 12th. But if you're listening to the podcast, it is this Saturday. But anyway, Saturday, April 12th, 2 o'clock at Liberty Branch is what you want to put in your calendar. We like it when you pre-register because it helps us get all of our plans together. So go ahead and register. Teams or individuals, how's that work?
Both. So you can register as a team and we'll put you at the team, or you can register individually and then we'll add you to a team. So everybody still has their own bingo sheets, but it is helpful to work together as a team to figure out what the song is on top of matching it with your bingo sheet.
So people get teams on this, huh?
Yes. So, they get teams.
But not you.
I'm going to remember that.
Not you. And the reason why Molly gets to play this alone is because, you know, Sarah picked some titles and gave them to me, and then I had to give them to Mark. And so we're all in on it.
Couldn't have just given her Mark's email, could you?
No, that would be too easy.
No, okay.
No.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to play a little game this morning. Now, as Sarah mentioned, you don't have to, you know, like the trivia of what the song is isn't the game for when it happens at Liberty, but putting it on your bingo card is. But today we're doing it like trivia because Molly doesn't have a bingo card in front of her. So
I'm really good at bingo, by the way.
Mark said he's intentionally queued up some of the songs, maybe in obscure places, and we're going to give Molly a little minute to guess. So put on your headphones.
Okay, headphones on.
Headphones on, and we'll go ahead and get started with that first song.
Let's give it a shot.
What vibes are you getting? This is
easy listening.
Easy listening.
This would be in an elevator. I could see us listening to this in an elevator.
Sorry.
Yep. Maybe like, what are you feeling? 80s or 90s?
Maybe 90s.
Maybe 90s.
Maybe 90s.
Does this maybe feel like a duet? Does it maybe feel like after this male voice, there's going to be a female voice that comes in?
I can feel that coming. Is this Cyndi Lauper?
No.
He's going to answer that in everything.
I know, right?
You may be in trouble there.
No. This is 90s, and the female voice that's going to come in is going to be a like...
superstar.
A diva.
A diva? Yeah. Is this Mariah Carey?
There we go. That was Mariah Carey. This is One Sweet Day.
This is One Sweet Day. I totally got that.
You totally, yes. There we go.
Yes.
I love this. Let's do this helping the whole time. I got a team.
Because I can't just sit and watch someone struggle. I mean, I can. But.
You can.
Mariah Carey, Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. I know that she sings Christmas all the time.
Yes, yes she is the queen of
My
Christmas.
My sister went to a Boys to Men concert.
Oh, wow.
We should have brought Julian.
Oh, all right, Mark, let's move on to the next song.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're getting to... Well, now this is going to be easy, too.
Okay. It's not Cyndi Lauper.
You're going to be popular.
Wicked! It's popular!
There you
Kristen,
go.
You
got it.
Chenoweth.
Kristen Chenoweth.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was missing... Yeah. I do know that one.
Good.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Kristen Chenoweth came to Columbus a handful of years ago and performed in a performing arts center in New Albany.
That would be an amazing... I would go to that.
It was the best.
Mm-hmm.
I did squeal the
whole time.
She was there like a month after Audra McDonald was there. If you're a Broadway listener, I'm sorry, I geek out. But Audra and then Kristen, I was like, yes.
Okay.
Yes and yes.
I can do this now. I feel like I can do this. You put Wicked in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
She's two for two. Wow.
Well, do we count that?
Yes.
Sort of, right.
Yes, we count that. I may need it later.
Okay.
Okay.
Night unfurls its splendor.
Okay, this is from Les Mis. No. No, this is the mask one.
Yes.
Phantom of the Opera.
Very good.
Oh, there's a name to the song that's not Phantom of the Opera I'm seeing in your face.
It is from the Phantom of the Opera musical.
I love. He's got a mask.
You can try Phantom of the Opera theme. Try that.
Phantom of the Opera theme song. Is he in a boat when he's singing this one?
No.
Okay, there is a boat, though.
That does happen.
Yeah, there's a boat. And is this when the big thing swings, the chandelier swings down at him?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Something of the night.
Music of the night.
Good job,
okay,
Molly.
Look at that.
Good job. I'm really good at this.
Yeah. You need a lot of team help, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
This is what the teams are for.
Exactly.
Though.
I was like, I'll have all the musicals. I used to play music trivia. There was a bar here in town that I would play it at, and it was great because the people in our teams each had like our own niches that we were really into. But anytime it was the Broadway, they were like, Nicole.
This is where I get in trouble for liking B films and B everything. They don't tend to end up on these.
No, not so much. Not so much. All right, what's next?
Number four.
Okay. Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time.
You gave her that one on purpose.
I love you for that. She's my favorite.
Sarah, know that. I was going to say, Sarah, did you know?
Nope.
No. I was just telling Mark earlier, somehow my local station in West Virginia lost her record after I requested Girls Just Want to Have Fun, I think 6 times in the same day. They lost it.
Oh, no, it's broken. Sorry.
I know.
Try next week.
The gremlins in the radio station. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Damn, one more?
Yes, one more.
Oh, okay. Boy, big finish for you now. Here we go.
Okay, I do know this one.
Could be a trick. Nope. There's the giveaway.
Okay.
He's going to say it.
Under pressure. It's under pressure. I was like,
he's going to say it.
He's going to say it. That's what I was waiting for.
But who is it?
Wow, you should see the big hair. He's got big hair.
No, I'm gesturing that it's a crown.
It's a
and
crown.
We're doing a queen wave. Queen.
It's queen.
It's queen.
Oh, it's Freddie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have gotten Bohemian Rhapsody as queen.
Oh, okay.
I do know that.
Who else along with that?
Bob?
Two artists. Yeah, Cindy
Lauper?
No.
This is another iconic duet.
Yeah.
Robert Smith?
David is his first name. Last
David
name.
Bowie?
That's the one.
Okay. Now I'm just like, musicians you know named David.
I was so hoping you were going to say Vanilla Ice there at the beginning.
I was sure getting close, trust me.
That right there. That's Vanilla Ice on the wind. Ice, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever it went to the legal battle of if Ice Baby was stolen from this song, Vanilla Ice tried to say, no, theirs has the bump bump, the piano part, and mine doesn't have the bump bump. Mine goes the da 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 da.
Have they done that as a documentary yet? Because the Milli Vanilli documentary was absolutely superb, and I need to see Vanilla Ice that way.
Well, we thank you for listening, because this just gave you a little sneak preview into all of the fun that you're going to have at the Musical Bingo program this Saturday. So get on and register. You can do it on our app. Again, search Delaware Library, Delaware County District Library on your app store, or just go online to DelawareLibrary.org. Click on Saturday, April 12th, and register for Musical Bingo. So we look forward to having you there. But Sarah, there's lots of other things happening at the Liberty Branch. What else is happening?
Yes, we are doing, so we do crafts at the Liberty location, and we're going to be doing Derby hat craft.
So excited for this one.
So it's in prep for the Friends of the Library Gala coming up.
Yeah.
And people can come in and do their own hats and add flowers to it and lace to it. And I think there's a competition at the gala for the Derby hat.
There is.
I think there is this year.
Yeah.
So
that's referencing on Thursday, May 1st, our Friends of the Library, their second annual in the fundraiser world is A Night at the Races. And so they're going to show clips of old Derby races, but you won't know which one. They're kind of drawn out of, like, you know, one of those bingo spinners where it's like number 45 and then it's the race from, 1972. And then
it is so much fun.
It's super fun. People dress up. But yeah, so with this program, people will get to make their crafts. But then there's also another fun component. There's a little learning with it.
Yeah, the PR director for the Derby.
Little Brown Jug.
Yeah. He's going to be here to talk about the history, and it's like 80 years of history of Little Brown Jug.
And he comes to my Kiwanis group every single year right before the jug. I am locked every year. You will be so pleased to hear him talk. One, I didn't come from Delaware County, so to hear the history like this brings it alive. Mm-hmm. But also, he can tell you everything about the horses, and at some point, ask about when his wife was pregnant during the Derby.
Oh, no.
I don't want to give anything away, but the story will, and he tells it so well, you're going to be laughing and cheering him on. And
yeah.
It is the best speaker you could get.
So this is April 17th, is that right?
Correct, yeah, at 5 o'clock, it's at our Liberty location.
Yep, and register for that one again, so we're ready with all of the supplies. But if you just want to come and hear Jay speak, you can just show up too. That's fine. We'll have a seat for you.
Yeah, and people can bring their own hats, their own supplies if they want to, and add it to their hats.
Absolutely.
But if they don't have a hat or supplies, are
we
they covered?
We will have those for them.
Excellent. Yeah.
We have got, let's see, book clubs are also happening at the Liberty Branch Library. Oh, you've got at least two coming up.
They have one of my favorites at Liberty. You have the Romance Book Club.
We do have the Romance Book Club, which is exciting. We have it on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of every month. It's coming up this Wednesday. So we're reading Romantic Comedy by Curtis Sittenfield. It's really good. It's kind of like an SNL spoof in a way. The writer, she writes for this
fun
show like SNL.
Yeah.
I need to reserve this one right now, too.
Yeah, it's also good. It's set during the pandemic, which is different. I usually
I'm like, oh, no, that's too soon, but it doesn't feel like it in this one. So
nice.
It's a really exciting
because it's a romantic comedy.
It is. So you got that element to it. I mean, then we have our Liberty Evening Book Club as well on Tuesday. So that's the second Tuesday of every month. And they're reading Night Watch by Jane Ann Phillips.
Yeah. And a shout out to Carrie in your department, too, because Carrie not only runs the Evening Book Club, but then she takes those titles and also runs them as a virtual book club, which I just love that we still have that as an offering for folks who aren't able to get out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially in the winter where it gets dark. It's hard for people to drive. So it's really nice to have that extra.
Life's just busy, too. Sometimes that's all I have time for is to jump on something virtual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, there's a lot happening at Liberty you won't want to miss. We're going to talk about some of the STEAM things happening for kiddos here in a week or two with Miss Bridget. But all of it is available online. Molly, is there anything else that we want to talk about happening at the library this week at the entire system?
You know, I got to shout out something happening tonight with our friends at the library. We have one of our bargain book sales happening at the Delaware branch. It starts at 4, so don't come before 4 because I'm not letting you in that garage without my friends there. Right. But pop on by. And remember, if you join the friends, they give you a bag. And for $25, you can put as many books as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. I was told last night, somebody got 63 books in their bag.
That's a deal.
That is a deal.
That is a deal. So, the deal of a century.
However you get them in, they accept it as long as you get it in the bag.
As long as you're on the inside.
I mean, it's like a Jenga game. Like, so if you're looking for an activity, play Jenga with some books. With our friends.
That is a lot of fun.
That's going to be at Delaware if I didn't say that earlier.
We have another rare occurrence this week. I was double checking to see what our Maker Studio programs were, if they were full. I would never want to advertise a program that's full with registration, but all of our Maker Studio programs for this coming Wednesday are open. They include how to use the sublimation printer, how to get started with 3D printing, how to convert older media formats to digital. So these are going to be at the Liberty Branch Library where they have that digital studio. Laser engraving basics. So there's just so much happening. But with that, we have got to round up our day. And thank you so much, Sarah, for bringing the fun this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Molly, very good job.
Why, thank you.
We'll definitely have different skills when we're on the trivia team together.
We will. I do charades really well. Really well.
Mark, thanks
Nicole's
for playing
dancing.
With us.
You're welcome.
And until
this
next
is the
week.
Macarena.
There you go.
Yay.
Until next week, we'll see you in the stacks.
Thanks for listening to Off the Shelf. Join us again next Friday morning at 9 o'clock right here on My 96.7.